my friends. I've been getting a lot of requests for podcasts, so here we go. The quest for learning and for being our best and being happy and helping our horses and doing our best for their happiness can be fun and exasperating all at the same time. And believe me, I'm right in there digging deep for these things right with you in my own life in general and with my horse. And I've always been fascinated with human horse and the human horse potential together. It just drives my passions personally. It's so exciting to me to uncover even the simplest of ideas or tools that we can do that open up wonderful doors for us. And when we work on ourselves, of course, it immediately helps our relationship with our horse. Now, over the past few weeks in particular, I've been observing riders who are absolutely killing it. Recreational riders, teachers, coaches, and competitive riders. And I've observed three things in all of them that makes them stand out. And these things inspire me. And I hope that by becoming more clear about these three attributes that they'll inspire you too. And the best news is all three are yours for the taking. You just have to do them for yourself on a consistent basis. So here we go. Number one is that they have a drive for excellence for its own sake, not for recognition. They have tremendous personal passion for what they do. These riders love their job with the horse, whether it's showing or teaching or training, and they want to be fabulous at it so they can experience the excellence of it for themselves. Just the excitement of getting out there and doing it and seeing how good they can get thrills them. They see standards set by others as inspiration and something to strive for and maybe exceed. But it's not about beating them. It's to see what's possible for themselves. They're immersed in their own job with their own horse, and every day is an adventure and an opportunity to learn more. Number two, they have the ability to focus on the process and not the results. They're all about the horse and the truths about communicating with the horse. How does a horse understand? How can I read my horse better? And how can I do better at building their confidence and showing them what I want? These riders love learning and measuring everything as compared to themselves and how they're doing with their horse, not to other people and their horses. And number three, and this might be my personal favorite, they never give up. And while these riders absolutely do have very vulnerable moments just like us, they have learned that their journey is an awesome one. There is nothing innately lacking in them. They have learned that hope is a verb, not a noun. And that they will find a way around or through or over a challenge. In fact, sometimes the harder it gets, the more they love the challenge. Challenges and setbacks are to be expected in their eyes. In fact, their problems are their greatest sources of insight about exactly where they should focus on improving, which brings us back around full circle to the love of excellence for its own sake and focusing on the process, not the results. And what's so interesting to me is that sometimes their extraordinary success is almost a surprise to them because they've been so consumed by what they're doing. So here's a path to adopting these three characteristics for yourself. Tap in first and foremost to your heart. Make sure you love what you're doing for its own sake. And if you don't, change it. And keep reaching one step at a time because you love what you do so much that you can't wait to learn more. Know that you're always enough and your journey is your greatest source of joy for you. And most of all, have a blast. So leave a comment and let me know what you think.